Ramkesh Vavana of the Mishnah. A Mekore Sukoso Bishvudim O Baruch Hosamita. Person, here it doesn't say Mesachech, but Mekore, because it's talking about putting up supports that are not kosher l'schach. Until now we're talking about boards that could be kosher l'schach. Now it's boards that are not kosher. Either shvudim, which are made of metal, so they're mekabel tuma, or aruchos hamita, which are a kli, like the Gemara has explained. They are parts of a bed, the boards that make up a bed. In yesh revach b'neim k'mosim k'shera. If you leave enough space between them, equal to them, then the sukkah is kosher. The Gemara is going to ask, l'chora, it's not more good schach, l'chora is just equal. That shouldn't be enough. It should have to be that there's more schach than kosher than schach kosel. Right? Like we learned before with the vines and things or whatever. If you have more schach kosher, and that in itself is, according to some shitas, still some merubim mecham, so without the kosel part, so then it's kosher. We have this already a few times in the Gemara, that if you take a heap of straw and you hollow it out to make a sukkah, it's not a good sukkah, because the schach, you didn't do any mice on the schach, you just hollowed out the space, and the schach remained there to begin with, as it was in the beginning. That's tasav lo min ha'asi. It's possible. Rashi on the Korah Sukkah, so k'mo sh'anu osim, like we do, we put supports on top of the roof, and then we put the schach on top of the supports. Arukos, we're going to explain why these are mekabel tuma, parts of a bed. If between each pole, metal pole, there's a space equal to the pole, the yitain shomar psal, that's where you put the schach. The same thing goes for the whole length and width of the roof of the sukkah. Nice, if it's exactly equal, then you're going to have a half amount of schach kosher and half puzzle. Why should it be kosher? Mars says, let's say this is a kasha of Huna Brev Yeshua, the Itmar, Porutzka Omeid, Rapapa Omer Mutter, Rav Huna Brev Yeshua Omer Asher. In any mechitza, where you have openings in the mechitza. So Rav Papa holds that if the opening is equal to the part that's standing, it's good. And Rav Huna Brev Yeshua holds no. If it's equal to the part that's standing, it's no good. It has to be more standing. Amud Yosur Amen HaParetz. It has to be more standing than open. So here you see, Lagabi Dishach, the same thing. If it's more, if it's exactly equal, it's good. So the Chor, you see, Paritz is called like Rav Papa, not like Rav Huna Brev Yeshua. Same concept. Omer l'Chor, Rav Huna Brev Yeshua, my Kemoson, benichmas yotzer. Kemoson doesn't mean exactly. It means that there's a space where it can go in easily. Rashi, Paritz called le'inyin mechitza Shabbos itmar. Mechitza shenas is v'pasim rechovim gimu. V'iniach v'in pas v'pas, kemole pas, v'nafkele mitoris lovet. Right, if you have what's it called boards that are 3 tefachim wide, and you leave a space of 3 tefachim, so it's not lovud, right? And then you make the mechitza in that way. So then the chen al pnei kula, the havilei poritz kaomei. So if you make the spaces exactly equal to the part that's up, so if you take the total amount, it's going to be just as much standing as spaces, okay? And the spaces are not lovud. So they count the spaces. So then the halacha is that mechitza is no good. Because, or it depends on machlokas, right? According to a pop, it's good. According to a funda of Rishu, it's not good. With the chavos ha'ocha masnishim, the havelei psul kikosher. Same thing over here, same concept. If you have something that's posel and kosher, right? And you have to have either more kosher than posel, or at least not less kosher than posel. That's a shaila. Is the ikur to have rov, or not to have rove posel? Exactly equal is okay or not okay. That's a shot. So Mar says, no, here, even though it says you leave a space equal to the pole, it doesn't mean mamash equal. V'nichlus yotze, she'as psal harochav kemosan, yochel ikonis v'leitze b'revo shemin asai. Means you leave enough space to put the schach in easily. So that means you need a little bit more space than the pole. The hashta havelei psal shenosi shamaru b'la shvudim. Now it's a little bit bigger. The ha'aver yosel ala shvudim. Right, and the airspace covered with the schat is more than the space covered with the poles. Mura says, v'ha efshel et samtse, maybe not. Maybe you'll make it exactly equal. And Rashi says, the Gemara thought, kasolka daitach, the haidikim ataris benichtan seyotse hochim ataris. And the Gemara said that it's talking where it fits in easily, right? That it's impossible to make equal, right? When you make it, you have to make it to fit in equally. Whatever you try to make equal is going to come out a little bit more, because you have to get this chach in and out. Stamahu benichnas v'yotze. The ain derech l'tzamtze, because usually people don't make it exactly the same size. Ulechavi kamosa mamish lopachas v'yotze. Parchina not the Gemara asks. V'ha'im yitein da'ito l'kach efshel l'tzamtze. L'mais, it is possible to make it equal. So why aren't we afraid in the case that the person will make it exactly equal and will think that it's kosher, and really it's possible because it's not a little bit extra schach than the psul. Uktani masnisin kamosim shera v'havi leporitz kolmi. So still it's a raya that even if he would make it exactly equal, it'd still be okay. Because otherwise, how can we assume that every time you try to make something equal, you make it a little bit more than equal? Maybe not. So Gemara says, Om Ravami b'madif. No, what we're talking about is, will you bedafka make it extra? Not that every time you make something equal, it's a little bit extra. But you're making bedafka extra, and we don't make a gzera. That if the person knows that he has to make a little bit extra, that's fine. When it says kamoso, it doesn't mean exactly. It means the yotze v'nichnas. Rova om rafilu tema she'enu madif. You don't have to make anything extra space. But im hayu nesunim shvi nosin oriv. Oriv nosin shvi. Shvi. What happens is this. You put the schach the opposite way that the poles are going. So they have to rest on the poles. So there's always going to be a little bit more schach than the space. You can't put them in the space because they'll fall through. So you have to rest the ends of the schach on the two poles. So the mice, a little bit of the schach overlaps the pole on each side. Maybe there's more schach than there is space. What? Yeah, the poles underneath. Doesn't make a difference. It's just like any schach kosher that's mevatel the schach parson. Right? You mix them together and they're mevatel. Okay. So it's a rope. Gemara says, Omer Avami b'madif. Masnisim lo asher b'metzamtzit. The Mishnah was not talking where it's exactly equal space. Ela b'madif. Revach shebein osayim, al revach mishvuzim, u'kemosam diktonim b'nitzvus yotzei. And that's what it means in the Mishnah. Kemosan means an equal space that's easy to put in and out. That's what's kosher. And if you did it exactly, it wouldn't be good. But if you do it exactly where there's enough room to get in and out, then it's a little bit more. Rava Omar afilu b'metzamtzim. Rava says, no, you could have the exact same space. But over here, you're putting the schach the opposite way, so it has to, be supported by the apostle schach. Imhoyu nesunim ha-shvudim shi, nosin l'kronim shal schach ori. If the shvudim are put lengthwise on the sukkah, you put the schach, widthwise. So therefore, if you don't put the schach a little bit on the pole, it's going to fall through the hole. So it has to be a little bit bigger. And therefore, the kosher is more than the psul. It's mevatel the psul. Okay. They ask over here, l'chora, if you hold that you can't be maimid b'dovra makabel tuma, here you're being maimid the schach with the dovra makabel tuma. So it says, since it's obvious, the whole reason you can't be mined with Dover Makabel Tumah is because we're afraid that people will think that you could use that for Schach. But over here, where Bedavka, you have to make it more. You have to put it the other way. Right? So it's obvious that the other thing can't be Schach. Otherwise, why are you putting this Davka the other way to be Mavakula? So there were not Choshes. That's what Magen Avraham says. Okay. O Baruchas Hamita, or you use the boards from the sides of the bed. Where it says, Lema Sayele, Ravami Bartivyumi, the Omer Ravami Bartivyumi, Schochabit, Lai Kalim Sula. That if you use worn out Kalim, even Gemara is going to say later on, it's talking about pieces of cloth that are small, so small that they lost the shear of Tuma, they have no Tuma. But they came, originally, they were part of a big cloth. So something that originally was Makabal Tuma, even though now it's worn out, then it won't be Makabal Tuma. since it originally came from something that's makabel tumah, it's possible. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's possible for gzeira, because we're afraid that if you will use these in a situation when they're not makabel tumah, you'll come to use them when they were bigger and they were makabel tumah. Okay. So he says, therefore, it's only something that's makabel tumah min haTorah when it was whole. Is there such a gzeira? But if it was only makabel tumah the rabbanan, which anyway is a gzeira, then when it's not makabel tumah at all, right? But it came from a kli that was makabel tumah only the rabbanan. That's a gzeira, and therefore something that originally was a kli that was makabel tumah only the rabbanan, and now is not a kli anymore, is kosher. It's only where originally it was makabel tumah the rice. Kedomer Abchanan, Omer Rebbe. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raya. It's not talking over here where this used to be a kli, used to be a bed, and now it's pieces of a bed that aren't makabel tumah. It's talking where the pieces are still makabel tumah on their own. How? Barucho shtei kroyim, diktsaro shtei kroyim. It's talking either about the long sideboard of the bed with two legs, or the head board of the bed, the width board, one of them, with two legs. And the Gemara is going to explain, Hachinami, that's, later on the Gemara explains that that was what's it called, Rav Hanan said, in the name of Rebbe, Legabi some other halacha, that if you have that much, it's still Mekabel Tumah. Hachinami, same thing over here, Baruch Hashtei Kroim, Bikzar Hashtei Kroim, same thing over here. It's talking where you have either the head post of the bed with two legs, or the side post of the bed. And the Gemara explains, what's it fit for? You can put it opposite the wall, either the length of the bed away from the wall if it's a short part, or the width of the bed away from the wall if it's a long part. Put, what's it called, two boards in it to the wall, and then put, a rope around the boards and the sideboard and put a mattress on. So it's still fit to be used as a bed, even though it's only one board. That one board still could make a bed if you get it next to a wall. So therefore, it's still makabel tumah. Rashi, bavloi bivloi kelim, lekam first makloni oshem b'em sholos ha'sholos. But pieces of cloth that are not three etzbos by three etzbos. Yeah.
They make the stuff.
What?
Are you allowed to make stuff with cloth?
With cloth? No, we're not talking about cloth. We're talking about makabel tumah. It's just stam. It's going to be halachas of tumah.
No,
yeah.
Cloth of
tumah. Right. Yeah. If it's in its raw state, yeah, it's still, you can still make it. It's like a mat. You can make a schach with mats if they're not made for sitting on. So yeah, you can. It's not talking where it's totally processed and it doesn't look anymore like. Talking where it's like a mat, matted thing. The apple got the hashlo makabli tuma, even though right now they're not makabli tuma. Right? Given the mechli also, since they came from a kli, gozu barabon, the rabban made gzeira, that we're afraid if we let you use it like this, you'll use it, what's it called, even when it was makabli tuma. Aruch osnomi, hashlo makabli tuma. We think now that the bed is broken up, so the sideboards are shute kliates. They're not makabel tumah now, but since they were part of a bed to begin with, which was a kli, they were makabel tumah. The lochos of amidi elami klikos. So they came from a kli, from a bed. So we think now the reason they're possible is because they used to be part of the bed. Morris says, no, they still are fit to be a bed, and they're still makabel tumah on their own. Baruch hoshtei kroayim ima, lakam neforish l'may chosu. The Gemara, tomorrow's Omer, will explain what it's fit for, like we said, put it next to the wall. The ktsara, osana shebarocha hamita. Ktsara is the head post, the head, the width of the bed. The tzad mreashosa maglosa, the head or the foot. And the other one is the length part of the bed. There's two length boards and two width boards. So one of the length boards with two legs on it is still intact, or one of the width boards, you can still make a bed out of it, right, a makeshift bed, and therefore it doesn't lose its Kabbalah Satuma, what's it called, if it was Tameh, it remains Tameh, and if it wasn't Tameh, it could still become Tameh.